A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 4th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the outbreak of xenophobic violence that has erupted once more in South Africa.
There are an estimated 4 million immigrants in South Africa, which is a total population of more than 50 million.
Foreigners, mostly blacks, are the ones who are being targeted by violent groups which have looted foreign-owned shops, destroyed buildings, and burnt cars.
Official statistics say 5 people have been killed, but some unofficial sources say the number could treble that.
The marauding groups that have, however, met stiff resistance from some foreigners, thus slowing down the attacks.
The xenophobic attacks have attracted retribution from some African countries, namely Zambia and Nigeria, where South African companies have been looted in retaliation.
And all this is happening as South Africa hosts the World Economic Forum, where some African leaders are reportedly going to boycott the gathering in protest of the attacks.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa, however, is at the summit where he told a crowd of Zimbabweans and told them that the planned diaspora homecoming conference is going ahead next April.
There are many reasons that the South Africans have attributed to the attacks, namely that foreigners are taking their jobs, using up scarce social welfare benefits, and promoting crime like drug peddling.
So tonight, we want to hear your thought on this issue.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And remember, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Yebo kambe Zulu kandaba sedibana njalo kuhlelo Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Namhlanje ke siyaqhubeka ngodaba lodlakela olubandlululo izenophobia ngesilungu oluqhamuke kwele South Africa. Lapho isizwa khona kuthiwa sekufe abantu abahlanu, lanxa abanye besithi hayi inani lelo lingani lingaba liphansi, kodwa ke lokhu esikwaziyo okukhulunywa yibo ke ongqongqoshi bakwele South Africa bathi hayi abantu abafileyo kwakathesi bahlanu abagoqela ababili abakhona le eSouth Africa. Ye lamhlanje sikhuluma nje hayi udlakela lakhona kuthiwa belungani lunganeno ngoba amapholisa abikwa esegcwele indawana yonke yelizwe ikakhulu eJohannesburg edolobheni phakathi lapho okube lodlakela olukhulu khona. Ye siyazi ukuthi zikhona ezinye indawo ezifana labo Tafontein labe lase Rosettenville lakho hayi bekungangenwa lapho ngabantu abokuza bebezivalela abanye ngezindlini njalo lezitolo bezivaliwe, kodwa lamhlanje sizwa kuthiwa akhona ama mall avuliweyo, amanye kade evaliwe kodwa hayi akhona amanye asevuliwe njalo sekungani kusiba ngcono okokuthi kusasa engxenye kungaba ngcono. Lanxa sike sezukubana lamhlanje ke emadabu kakusa bakhona abavukela abantu befuna ukuthi bayabahlasela eHillbrow kodwa hayi behluleka ngoba amapholisa begcwele abaxotsha. Ye bakhona njalo asebebothiwe njalo sizaxoxa ke labanye abakhona ngale South Africa sisizwa ukuthi kuhamba njani okwalamhlanje la kusasa ukuthi bakhangelene njonga.
Ongu vadiwa watereri nevatariri. Nasi mchirongwa chedu tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika muSouth Africa. Idambudziko riri kubata zvizvarwa zvenyika dzakawanda muAfrica. Nedzimwewo dzekunze kweAfrica tinonzwa kuti vamwe vekunyika dzakaita sePakistan, vane zvitoro imomo muSouth Africa vari kupadzirwa zvitoro izvozvo asi dambudziko guru riri pakuzopondana kuri kuitika vatema vachipondana vatema vachiponda vatema zvizvarwa zvemuAfrica zviri kupondwa nezvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa tinoona mifananidzo nemavhidhiyo zviri kukandwa nevanhu vakasiyana siyana pazvivhitivhiti zvichirakidza vana vemuSouth Africa vachirwisa zvakasimba zvekuponda vamwe vatema vanobva muAfrica. Tinozwawo kuti musangano weWorld Economic Forum on Africa uri kuitwa imomo Cape Town vamwe vatungamiri vedzimwe nyika vari kunzi havana kuenda ikoko zvichinzi zvakonzerwa nokuti vatora danho iro nekutsamwiswa nezviri kuitika muSouth Africa. Kunyanga hazvo hurumende yeSouth Africa iri kuti kwete hatina vatati tanzwa pamusoro paizvozvo. Kouyawo nyaya yekuti zvitoro nemakambani anenge aine mazita kana kuti ane mizinda muSouth Africa, ane midzi muSouth Africa, tiri kunzwa kuti zviri kupazwawo munzvimbo dzakaitawo mune dzimwe nyika zvakaita sekuNigeria nemuZambia vanhu vachitsividza zviri kuitika muSouth Africa. Zvinorakidza kuti Africa yatarisana nedambudziko guru nekuti mazuva mashoma apfuura tainzwa vachironga nyaya yekuti Africa inge isina mugano kunzi haudi passport Christ kana uchinge uchibva muSouth Africa uchienda kune imwe nyika muAfrica asi nezvaakuitika izvi zvaakutoisa migano pavanhu zvinhu zvinenge zvisingatarisirwo zvinhu zvakanaka. Saka ndo nyaya yatinoda kuti kurukure nhasi vana veZimbabwe sinungukai kupinda muchirongwa muchitiudza kwamuri kuti kwakamira sei nekuti kusvika pari nhasi vanhu vakawanda havasi kuziva kuti ningi ari sei kwaari kuzotiuzika nekuti uri mupenyu hunge wapindawo muchirongwa uchitaurirwa vamwe kuti aiwa kwandiri kunondiri right I'm safe. Iye zvino izvi tine vatinawo muchirongwa chedu munyarikano wedu wekutanga vaAzaria Dube vanove mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe Human Rights Organization South Africa vari muJohannesburg. VaDube tokutambirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu. VaAzaria Dube Nduna ndo zita ravo rizere. VaNduna. Hello. Ndofunga nhare yavo inenge yadonha. We are trying to connect with our first guest, Mr. Azaria Dube Nduna, but I think we are having problems with the phone's connection. Hello. Amel Chris kana paine zvimwe zvanyorwa nevateereri pari zvino pa Facebook page yedu yekuti tinzwe kuti munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vanhu vari kutumira mashoko vari kutizivisa kuti vari sei. Imi vamwe mese muri kwamuri kana vari muZimbabwe pindai muchirongwa muchitiudza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei. Vamuri kutaura navo vari muSouth Africa zvii zvavari kukupaiwo mashoko aya pavari kutumira. Regai timboona kuti pane vanyora pano paFacebook page reshona hanzi namukoma Carlos Chimbi was among the protesters against the ED in Cape Town. Wongu tanzwa kuti kune varatidzira vachinyunyuta pamusoro pemusangano uri kuitwa World Economic Forum vamwe vachiti aiwa dai vamunangagwa vasina kunge vapinda musangano iwoyo nekuti nezviri kuitika muSouth Africa. Saka mukoma Carlos Chimbi vari kuti ndovi mumwe wevanhu vanga vachiratidzira kumusangano ikoko Cape Town. Kuita mukoma Courtney Mpemi koti andibatei ndikutsemurirei.com rese. Ndofunga tinokubatai nekuti nhamba tiri kuzitora ipapapa. Kuti mukoma Jerry Zishiri vaisawo nhamba vari muJohannesburg Nashville kuda muzenda hanzi South African police are biased and corrupt. These people we are attacking people in the presence of the police. Vaisawo nhamba dzavo kuti tivabate. Kwaitawo zvakare mukoma Elton Mafararikwa maswera seiko mukoma Jonga ndiri kuteerera zvangu ndiri muJohannesburg Lenas. Ndimukoma hanzi Lenas. Lenasia, okay. Mukoma Mpemi vadzoka zvakare Africa iri kushandiswa nema Western countries kuti tipandukirane ndomaonero avo vachiti dambudziko hanzi maZulu vaisa nerudzi rwavari kuti dambudziko ndorirukonzera asi zvinhu zvatisingakwanisi kutsinira nokuti hatina ruzivo rwakakwana kuti ndiani arikukonzera. Chatinongoziva ndechekuti zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa zviri kurwisa zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika. Chris.
Yebo Jonga, ye hayi bakhona ku Facebook abalandeli bethu. Yes, ngiyabona lapha silo Queen, uQueen ke usa Queen use Johannesburg. Siyabonga Queen ngokusi landa lapha kuhlelo kodwa ke besingathaba ke ungasithumela inombolo ke sixoxe usitshele ukuthi kunjani khona ngapho eJohannesburg siphinde sibe lo no uInondlovu futhi kunjani baba Gandhi hayi siyaphila baba Ndlovu silethemba ukubana lapho khona lawe hayi uphile kahle uPamela Khumalo uthi lichona njani msakazi sithonile makhumalo uClemens Mzola Dube uthi linjani basakazi ye silokhu simelele nje ukuthi incingo zethu zingani ziyahamba kahle ngoba kwakathesi sizama ukuthi sifonele ke abantu incingo zingani azingeni kahle silethemba ukubana zizalungwa kathesi nje okwamanje bakhona esibanxusileyo silo Mnumzana Azaria Dube Nduna weZimbabwe Human Rights Organization ekhonale eSouth Africa eJohannesburg ozasitshela ke ngokuthi njengenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu kuyini abakwenzayo ukuphathisa ke izalwane zeZimbabwe ezizithole ziwele engozini yezenophobia sizoba ke lo mnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena awulaye simkhangelele ukubana sibe laye kuhlelo kodwa hayi incingo zethu zingani ziya usiphazamisa nje lapha lalapha ya uTracy Mangare laye usekhona uthi linjani kodwa hayi siyaphila Tracy njani wena le Mike Ndebele uyathi kuyaphileka ngalapho basakazi hayi thina ngapha kuyaphileka ke singazi khona lapho okhona jonga
regaiti mozwa uthi va driven duna vadzoka iri parunare allo allo I think we are having problems with our phones and meanwhile we urge you to also write on our Facebook pages and let us know how the situation is wherever you may be. Tinamkoma anzi Brighton Tomuana anzi kuno ku Cape Town kune runyararo. Then vamakfarari kwa vanyora kuti nasi kuno kuri nani asine zuro kwaiwa kwakaoma. Hamuna kutaura kuti vari munzvimbo inofunga vari muJohannesburg. Lenmore Dishi anzi yambiro yangu kuvana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa. Ukaona watarisana nedambudziko iri usatembe nemapurisa emuno aya unouraiwa vachitoseka kana une pfuti fura vanhu vanosungwa wonzosungwa hako but at least unenge wawe safe aiwa tikurudzire kushandiswa kwezvombo kuti munge muchiurayana mushonga mukuru mukoma Lenmore Dish ndewe kuti usapinde kunewe kuchiitika mhirizhonga iyoyo kana wakwanisa kunge uchisangana nayo edza kutsvaga nzira dzekuti utize nekuti stero kana wakanga waine pfuti iyo ukapfuura vanhu vanga vavatitatu kana gumi tichiona mob inouya ichirwisa unenge uchitarisana nevanhu vanopfuura 100 zvekuti unongopedzisira waurayiwa saka mushonga mukuru kutiza panenge paine mhirizhonga musamira muchimirira mhirizhonga hatikurudzire izvozvo kana kuti munge muchidzosera sezviri kukurudzirwa kunzirizai pfuti aiwa hazvidaro koita Nashville kuda muzenda hanzi Pretoria is calm today zvinofadza kana kwava kusina dambudziko kuPretoria ikoko then taurai shoko Ncube good evening all we thank God for helping us in South Africa Jawusivanda hanzi nhasi kuri nani zvako havana kutaura kuti inzvimbo ipi yavari kuti iri nani mukoma Evaristo Tuli watching from Cape Town then Leslie Kim Pofu anzi kuri sei aiva kuno kutsvene regai timboona ndofunga tina mukoma Tawanda vari parunhare makadi mukoma
halo
aiva tiro vapenyu mukoma tanzwa kuti masangana nedambudziko ku South Africa uko mukatudza kuti chii chatora nzvimbo
ya chiri kuitwa ndekuti dambudziko ndekuti vari kufamba muvachibata vachida kuru vachida kudzinga mafurina nzvimbo machiriwa vanhu saka chiita ndekuti vari kupinda vari kuti ivo vakanyanyanangana nemafurinex vari kutora mabasa avo vachirova vanhu vachitese vachiyabvisa vanhu saka vanhu vazhinji ava kutya kuti vari kushaya chireto voita sei magara vakaita kuti vagare sei zvezvete katasi mapurisa kuti akwanise kudzirana asi kunaisa kudzirana bcause takatarisa ndikuona kuti mapurisa ari kukurirwa nevanhu
sakadambudziko
riripo ndekuti hatisi kwanisa kuita zvekuita sei tinenge tikwanisa kunge tine tichibatsirika munzvimbo zvetiri kuti vamwe vachiwa vange vagara vange vaita hambirisi
Tirikunzwa kuti vamwe varongo varotofungidzira kuti aiwa mapurisa acheyo ayo dzimwe nguva ari kutozvityirawo upenyu hwavo kwete kuti vari kungokutarisai muchirwiswa asi kuti vari kutosvikirawo upenyu hwavo nekuti hanzi vanhu vacho aiwa havasi kutombomisa havasi kudzora tsvimbo kuti gudo rabata kumeso vari kurwisa tichionawo nemamwe mavhidhiyo vanga vachitopidigura nemotokari dzemapurisa imi muri kuonawo sei pasi ipapo
ya ipapo tingataro yekuti hatinga vape mhosva yakati nyanyei tikatarisa nemararamiro anoita vanhu vesouth africa akasiyana nevamwe vedzimwe nyika bhikozi vanhu vacho vanotokwanisa kudzingondo chikava kuti vane vakurira tiri panyaya dzekuti nyaya dzekurwisa panyaya dzezvombo dhoza vanenge vakahodza kuti but kuti dzavo dzimwe dzenge havataise malive bulets vanotanisa maharabha bulets saka vamwe vacho havatoti vanenge vaitiwa advance asina yataka kumapurisa
imi mabatwa batwa nenzira ipi mumhirizhongai muri victim here kana kuti mangoita witness
So far, and Ringuru, the Katongu, the Zimbabwe, aguna branch ratingati branch inenge rine vanomirira vanomirira mazimbabwe zekuti vakaona kana vavana vanokwanisa kunoripota izi panguva imwe chete same time kuti unoripota vane kusvika kana kuti vakuru vedu maorganization kana kuti maimaririt anikwanisa nga achiripota saka ndoda mudziko yatinano saka programu yatingatinayo ndekuti ndanga ndiri kufunga kuti tivonge tisi kunotora nezimbabwe ezivaforam watu vati tikwanise kunge tiene branch kunoku tinenge tichimirira mazimbabwe kuitira kuti pakanga tika any problem tinokwanisa kuita se kunoripota vanokwanisa kuya chiripota ii nenguva kuti tikwanise kuzoti okay ii mhingi aurayiwa mhingi ndokakati aura mhingi namhingi tikwanise tichiziva tichibatsira sana paevery province akadaro kana kuevery district vange tadaro tikwanisa kubatsira nemawebu ndiwabatsira nda dzimwe nyika dzaita kana nigeria nguva ndiiakuda kuudza ndi vanokwanisa kutoudzana kuti panguva yakati pakati pari zvinokuitika zvakati budai makadai so fambai makadai so vanhu vai vari kuende kwakati saka problem yemazimbabwe hatina mabati mabranch akaita sevai kanatasonda kumirira zvifonzi ano branch iroro rakafanira kuti ndinokaungana jobek nepretoria kana kuti cape town zvakatofana kumaporisins edu amange zana porokwani
munokuluma here isindebele
asi
chirungu munosununguka henyuka taida kuti muholde muramba muri parunhare timbotora tine mumwe ari parunhare izvozvi
Okay,
thank you so much. That's Mkoma Tawanda Joyce. He's in South Africa, and he's speaking as a witness. He witnessed some of the incidences, some of the attacks. And right now we are joined by one of our viewers, and he was among the protesters at the World Economic Forum meeting in Cape Town. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, makadi baba.
Aiwa torarama isu osimba ini.
Aiwa tirova penyu zita ndiani?
Carlos Chimbi.
Mukoma Chimbi, kwakadi ikoko?
Ndiri nani mufarire nawe Zhira.
Aiwa tirova penyu Zhira ndoyakutoita ichitamizwa nekuti hakuchasvikika kumusha uku kwakunetsa kufamba.
Tichanga tovhura zhira.
Aiwa ndipapo. Taona matumira shoko rekuti manga muri kuCape Town kwaratidzirwa nevana veZimbabwe. Mungatodza kuti zvii zvatora nzvimbo?
Ya, zvira zvinhu taendawo pachitirwa musangano weEconomic Forum panonzi paCape Town International Convention Center pasvika vamunangarwa navamutuli muve. Saka tiri pakuprotesta ipapo isusu donzo redu tatiri kuti tatine nyaya yekuti ED tinokumbirawo mumire stop brutality iri kuitika kumusha stop the abductions. Please, can you try to talk to Nelson Chamisa? We need a genuine dialogue. Please remove security forces. They mustn't interfere with the politics. At the same time, some of the African leaders, they didn't come in solidarity with their colleagues, relatives, which have been killed. So, those are kumbiro anga da anga ita wizuvulo. Taka cha zodi shami sana ndio pata chini protesta kudaro tatuona pa nirime group. I think mkuona ma videos, I think there are only two groups. Isuta ita wazaita wara avanga wachiti EDC. Wazwani ma plaka za aone nye. But tatuona ndicho kutuona awa bane bazi. Taka tafungu bozi wangawari vese wata patachari ta apana chitwa mkipta nchachiripo.
Why is that?
Ah, message yedu ya shika, yikuwa didira ya shika cha isho, nukuti pato shika uwe SABC, watu uwe yao, the broadcasting, the ETV, watu uwe yao, wachi bunda, shinyunyu nto shedu, chivatawata ole yao, awa uwe wawaka mero ZNPF, kwa vahamu kuru wei uti wuku Zimbabwe, watu uwe yao, akafunzu wao, saka inda zona unguwe kutano mkuru wei uti, wawe aga mire yao uti. Kana maimbona wanobuda pa wachita ma press conference yuta wakumana wa wakambobuda wachiringa wachitiku expose ma corrupt officials wanu vemu ya uya anzi tenu kwa ilika tenu wanga tenu kwa
Senengam wa Godfrey Senengam
wa Senengam nda wana umkana kutora na wini personal wa Senengam nikatora na wini kawa bunda kuti mimi donzo lenyu ripapi saka wa Senengam donzo redu. We are in solidarity with the president, Mnangagwa, and we are happy. Ms. Agarikwani said that Musa 25 October, so what about the Kunga, Kunku? Because what I saw, Panajaka Shata, Trikona, you know, Trikona, you know, Trikona, Makataka, my end, that I eat him, my president, Imbotana Gurayo, Tiwi. Instead of words, I'm going to say at this school, I was talking about abduction that Kokumusha, all those Kuro Wakoyanu, Waka, Jakuna, Sakatos, repeat, Tika, all those people are lying. Kanapani Moon, I'm reaching into Taki, Takatora can come forward, Atauri, Tarandos, Mrs. Sunsa, I'm going to say that it has repeat, Tika,
Zimbabwe. Rambaye nyimakabata mkoma Carlos Chimbi Chris amene tinemwe munairano kwansa kupinda mchirongwa taisa mwemvunza.
Yes chonga silo mnumzana Sibanda uvusumuze Sibanda wenhlanganiso ya Africa Diaspora Forum siyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga ngiyabingelela ntababa.
Yeah ungasitshela ukuthi lamhlanje njengenhlanganiso lilani imbiko elifuna ukuthi liyazise uZulu.
Well, in the Islam, I'm trying to look at Mzansi, ukuthi aphakamise izinga lokubhekana nendlela yokusukunyezwa nokubulawa owezizalwane zangaphandle lapha eSouth Africa. Sifuna ukusho njalo ukuthi lokho esikubone kusenzakala eZambia naseNigeria kungaba isiqalo lesi esento ezinkulu ezinike zibe zinto ezizoba zimbi kuzwekazi leAfrika. Ma ukhulumeni weSouth Africa engazi ukuthi alungisise lolu daba. Siyazi ukuthi bebekhuluma namhlanje bethi cha uPresident waseDRC kungazi kwakhe ubevele ngeke ezazi ngoba uzobe vula iParliament kusasa kwathiwa njalo nowaseRwanda ube nezizathu zakhe wakhuluma ngomgqibelo ukuthi akazi ukuza kanye noMalawi. Kodwa sibona ukuthi kubalulekile ukuthi uhulumeni weSouth Africa anga ayifunde ukuthi ukungazi kweqembu lethimu laseZambia ukuzodlala neBafana Bafana kukhomba khona lokhu ukuthi kunokungagculiseki ebantwini ababuya kwamanye amazwe namanye amazwe ngendlela iSouth Africa eziphatha ngayo kakhulu ekubulaweni kwabantu bangaphandle. Sibonile ukuthi undunankulu waseGauteng uDavid Makhura uchaze izolo ukuthi ngemva kokuthola udaba lokuthi kunesizana neSouth Africa sibulewe eCoronation Zulu sibulawa ngumuntu wokuza wasePakistan uye washesha waphakama waya kuleyo ndawo ukuthi ayobona ukuthi kwenzakalani njalo lesizana neSouth Africa saboshwa le ndaba kayisikhambanga kahle nakancane neze ngoba kasikaboni izizalwane zeSouth Africa ezibotshela ukubulawa kwezizalwane ezibuya ngaphandle kweSouth Africa kumbe abantu bokuza okukhomba sobala ukuthi ukubulawa kwabantu bokuza uhulumeni weSouth Africa unesandla phakathi kanti uyakujabulela ngoba selokhu kwaqala ukubulawa kwabantu ngo-2008 kakhulukazi kuze kufe abantu abangamashumi ayisithupha nababili akukho umuntu owabulawayo ebantwini owaboshwayo kahlehle kulezizalwane zalapha eSouth Africa ngemva kwalolo dlame into esikhala ngayo ukuthi uhulumeni waseSouth Africa kufuneka aziphathe njengohulumeni hayi ukuthi aziphathe angaziphathi njengomzali onenketabe ethabi othi yena kanandaba uma kubula abantu bangaphandle siyabona manje imbiko ephuma eChatsworth eThekwini izizalwane zeSouth Africa zingena esitolo esicabanga ukuthi isitolo esiyisona futhi esesikhethwe ngabantu abangaba yisizalwane kumbe ababizwa ngezizalwane abangaba mhlawumpe ngabamhlophe kumbe abamandiya bangene phakathi bathatha obhanana bathatha yonke lento okusho ukuthi lokho kade kutshalwa ngohulumeni weSouth Africa useyaqala ukukuvuna manje ngoba kuqale kuhlaselwa abantu bokuza nempahla yabantu bokuza kodwa manje sokuhlaselwa yonke into kuzothatha isikhathi-ke manje ukuthi uhulumeni weSouth Africa alungisise lolu daba anelise ukuthi abophe kumbe ehlise leli zinga lodlame elitholakala la ekhaya lokuthi abantu sebephunga ukuhamba emini bangene ey'tolo batshontsha utshwala bebetshontsha utshwala lapho ejulisi badakwe betshontsha utshwala kodwa bekungendaba zalutho ngoba lezo zitolo zidakisa utshwala bezinye zabantu bokuza kodwa manje ngoba sokungena litshelo sala eSouth Africa siyacabanga ukuthi mhlawumpe sizobona uhulumeni ephakame ezama ukululungisisa lolu daba kodwa esindebeleni sakithi sithi ingubo ungayiyekela idabuka uzogcina usulala wena ushaywa ngamakhanka akumelanga ukuthi uvele uyiyekele kumele ukuthi ibambe kuthiwa sigoqwa sisemanzi nomthonto uhlamhlamila so siyakubona lokhu ukuthi nanamhlanje eCape Town udlamele uyaqhubeka soluqala eThekwini kade lungapha eGoli nje kuphela so kusho ukuthi kuyabhebhetheka konke lokhu kulwisa abantu bokuza kodwa sesikubona ukuthi manje sokuhamba kugcwala yonke indawo besikhuluma nezindula namhlanje entambama ezasemahostel abantu esicabanga ukuthi behamba phambili kulolu dlame sacela ukuthi no besifisa ukuthi besihlale sibonisane nabo ngoba lokho okwenzakalayo akunanto enhle kuzeyilethela izwe laseSouth Africa nezwekazi zonke lase-Afrika kuzolimaza nje ubudlelwano phakathi kwabantu ngakho siyakhala kakhulu ukuthi ake kuyekele ukubulawa abantu ngoba ukungatholakali kwemisebenzi eSouth Africa akunani nabantu bokuza abantu bokuza bahlizile kakhulu infact ukuthi iSouth Africa kube nemisebenzi eminingi ukuthi umnotho weSouth Africa ukhule ngakho kubalulekile ukuthi abantu bokuza bahlonitshwe ezibhedlela odokotela abagcweleyo ngodokotela beNigeria neDRC abanye abazisebenzayo odokotela abaningi babuya koZimbabwe nakephi iSouth Africa namhlanje ikhuluma ngokuthi ezempilo ziqhubeka kahle kodwa izikhwicamfundo ezisebenza kulezo ndawo ngezibuya ngaphandle asihloniphe lokho
hhayi kuyezwakala sicela ubambe nje kancane silo mlaleli lapho
hallo
nakhona
hallo tinamtere ndiyani yabo
Ndi Gaddafi.
Mkoma Gaddafi.
Yey.
Muri kupi Mkoma Gaddafi?
Ndiri pano pa border re Mozambique ne South Africa pa Komatipoort.
Border South Africa ne Mozambique ino dzichi town ya Komatipoort.
Pa Komatipoort ya.
Ah okay, zvinhu zvakamira sei kwamuri ikoko?
Zvinomira zvakanaka hakusi kuzambia chete nenigeria lasi pamaswateni apo uchipinda tenda mozambique apo vakavhara vachidemonstrate avo kumozambique kana uri wekusouth africa uri kumhanya zvakaitwa ya vanhu avarume avo magwara vanongotiziva vari muno vamhanya zara dondorosi
saka vanga vachingotandanisa vekusouth africa chete
ukangoune kutiraka ukangonzi unobva kupi toone chitupa passport kana uri wezimbabwe hakonzi mukoma darikai south africa kozihondimovurai hamamaburu edu kusouth africa aya tatangaita
Asi mune wamuno ziwa were wa kasanga anetsa ona uye vamwe wamuno simbota uraonao vari safe here.
Vari safe kunyanya ku location ndokuti na kumira zvakanaka uku. Nokuti dawo bona pa TV pase bizinizi. Mupurisa ari kuti pa tendisa apo. Mupurisa akamira ari kuinterviewa. Ari kuti there is no arrest yet, but you are going to loot a machine. You are going to the Panama just to go and don't loot a Natarita. Ah, Barun.
Thank you so much. Morambo Muri safe. Stay safe. Thank you, Chris. That's Mkoma Gaddafi. He says he's calling from Komatipoort. I think it's a town close to the Mozambican border. And he said Mozambican nationals were blocking roads and checking IDs. If you are a South African driver, then they attack you. If you're a Zimbabwean or other national, they allow you to pass through Mozambique. Those who are in Mozambique, and the name of Terry, hello?
Ndiwa Mkanya, zaopano pa Rasenbega.
Mkanya, ndo kumbira mzoroka vodu mienyu?
Ah, all right, Baba.
Thank you. Yes, tuze, utipaka mira se pa Rasenbega.
Ah, para sendo bana papa pa chirinani zapa asi tinema kunga tukunzwa kuti mandi chai chai anza chinenge chakafa
eh
itanzwa karo susu ishoko ratatopiwa kuti nevamwe vatotirambira kuti muone vemunhu vatotitaurira
eh
kuti pamanda apa warume mchenjeri kana manga mchenda kumabasa kama satumbui njaramba imu wakatu wanda nekuti ziri kuta uwa mshindi shakasi ziri kuta uwa kwa watikira
msue mande inenge iri unengori msue uyu mande inenge iri msua 9
ii anze next mande iyo wabasopu warume kuno kusunge straight jakudara
asimi mruku wona sei shuza munga taura nukuti nuona kuti dambudziko iri dambudziko ragara chitika kwemakore akawanda.
Vanhu vemuno munonzwa vasoka hamene kuti havanzwi sisisei. Unoona vanhu nyika inoita yakashandirwa nevanhu vakawanda kuchinana wainera dziadziya idzi vanhu vaitorwa kubva kunana Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe vacho vachishanda mugodhi iri mumomwe kusvika dhisi ikonomi yasimukira. Maona, nevanu walova kunze kwenyika. Maona, but ni haino ngo chingwa desi ndekuti, vanu ngo da kutisika sika, nesusuwe gandari titwe macheta. Saka ngo pa mpano titi wadzi imanji, ipapapo, teri kutu. Tisa na mpudwa ku Europe kana kwa Amerika. Kinova vanu vari, muno mu Afrika muno. These are colonial borders. Ende takato shanda uma maini, fanika like kuno kwa tili kuna na rase ndekuno. Tine makuri ni makuri shanda uma maini uwa, development zaka iti kwa muno mu. Tishu wanwe muno mu Afrika muno. Saka chino bata kituwa zunwe ni ino nzira. Chino zima kwere kwere, chino kwa chii. Bati pala kanga wati guisa varungu muno mu South Africa na mabunu muno. Vaiva munika zero zesi daka kenderezi ya ijo zizi. Kichewa support. Bari barake ni movement ya wa ntora kuti our democracy and what was. Tishu wa part of them. Pakizwe kuwaza unuona so.
I know. Thank you so much, Mukanya. Regai tutore wa muatere wa
riparunare. All right, my dear Basa.
Thank you so much. Before we go to Dr. Vusiswanda, we are going to take one more caller. Hello?
Hello, how are you, Mr.? You are speaking with me.
Yes. Kuluma baba, kuluma speak itaurai. Hello? Mukoma shiri ya kangwara.
Yeah.
Hii is tarakari mai. Zaka pusa ziriku itasei mai.
Ndishiri kurangarira mukoma shiri yakangwara pane nguva yekuti hama dzedu dzekuMozambique dzakambenge dzakapotera muZimbabwe nguva yehondo yeMozambique neRenamo itaiona vanhu vachigarisana zvakanaka kwazvo zvekuti dai zvese izvo zvakaitika nguva iyoyo kuti vanhu vairwisana dai zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunetsekawo kuchiwana kumwe kukuenda kunotsvaga maforo manyoro asi nekuda kwekuti maamugere zvakanaka nevanhu vekuMozambique. Nanasi munopinda Mozambique muchisununguka ndo zvaitika nguva iyoyo kuti atigere zvakanaka neve muSouth Africa pavakapinda muZimbabwe zvakaitawo kuti muende muSouth Africa muchinotsvaga maforo manyoro. Thank you so much. Regai tibve kuna vamwe vateereri. Thank you so much. I think we still have Dr. Vusimuzi Swanda on the line.
Yeah,
Dr. Swanda.
But before we go to Mr. Swanda, can we welcome Azaria Dube Nduna?
Oh, okay.
Yes, you can go ahead.
Mr. Nduna, welcome back.
Welcome back, Mr. Jongakandimire.
I hope this time your line is not going to hide.
Yeah, man, this time it's all right. It's all right. Yes, I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. You know, Mr. Nduna, somebody raised a very important issue that Zimbabweans in South Africa are not united. And you are one of the leaders of many organizations in South Africa. What do you have to say about that? That's the same question I wanted to throw to Dr. Swand.
Okay. That is very true, Mr. Jongakandimire. You know, if I can tell you, like, we are more than 10 organizations here in South Africa. And since 2010, we used to attend immigration issues when we were issuing Zimbabwean DZP permits. But for all along, how come that, like, even today, whenever there is a disaster, there is a problem, or whatever case, or whatever, there's a problem of human trafficking, someone can be told there is a work in South Africa and come here in South Africa. You can find that as Zimbabwe can be in the media, in newspapers, but we don't have any funding on our own that in case of any problem, like what Nigerians did, like Kenyans, we can be able to go and attend the incident so that we can help our own people. So how can you say we are the leaders of our Zimbabwe community in South Africa if till now we can't come together and have our own Zimbabwe United Front Diaspora Committee, where we can say if there's any problem, we can tackle that issue, then we can provide counseling, we can repatriate in the case of maybe some people can die in South Africa. This can show that maybe we are not united.
Hmm. But what have you done as Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization, South Africa, to address that issue?
Actually, I tried to bring like some of the leaders here in South Africa into one WhatsApp group so that you can talk about this. But till now, we haven't reached an agreement. It was brought again sometime 5 years back by Mr. Kumbira Mchema, someone, another colleague here in South Africa. But whenever, I remember sometime Mr. Gabriel Shumba also proposed this idea that maybe you can come up with this thing long back in 2014. But till now, we haven't come to reach a conclusion that, no, we've got such an organization. Because it's like when we are united, it becomes easier even to approach the African government or even our Zimbabwean government or even our Zimbabwean citizens in South Africa. It becomes easier for them to trust us and say, okay, like now I was launching our Zimbabwean Diaspora Foundation here in South Africa. Of course, our Zimbabwean embassy and our consulate and all those business people, they say that is a very noble project. If you can launch it, you are going to support it so that we have got our own funding. But now, our people, Zimbabwean people, how can they trust such people who are not united? Because they feel like we can just send our funds into this account. What is going to happen? They know that even ourselves, I remember it's been a long time when Zimbabwean people, they say, it's been a long time. Why can't you come with our Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation in South Africa? Viewers in South Africa, interview so many people. I remember last time Mr. Sininga was interviewing someone from Cape Town. But till now, as Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization in South Africa, we are trying now to launch it, understanding that those people who did inform about this idea, they say they are going to support it. But still, I'm going to say maybe this week try to bring all these leaders within South Africa, so that maybe you can be in one WhatsApp group. I did inform them like 2 days back, and actually I did came back from late from work, so we couldn't complete the conversation. But I think I'll try to go on so that maybe we can reach a conclusion so that you can come up with something.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dube. Please do stay on the line, Chris. That's Mr. Azaria Duvenduna. A guest is from Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization, South Africa.
Okay, Chonga, see Gubabu Usbanda. Mnumzana Usbanda, uko?
Ngibave khona mfowethu.
Ya, Usbanda, ungasela ukuthi ye lamhlanje sizwa kuthiwa bekungani kunganeno. Kusasa ke ubona ungani kuyaba kunjani nxa ukhangela umumo khona?
Akukho kunganeno namfowethu namhlanje ngoba abantu bathi bekunganeno ngoba bakhuluma ngaseGoli. Ukuthi mhlawumbe abazibona ngalezi zimpi ngoba bayenze lokho abakufunayo bangathi bathe ukwehlisa kodwa kusokwehlela eThekwini lento esikhuluma ngayo. Sonke lesikhathi eThekwini edrobheni bekungakaveli kakhulu naseKapa sokungenile kulezi ndawo ngamandla amangaza kakhulu. Khona namhlanje eGoli lapho esikhuluma khona ko-First Lawrence ekuseni sigcine thina sesihambe safika e-First Lawrence kuba ngoba nanzi nendaba lezo zingelona iqiniso i-fake news bese zibhebhethekiswa kuthiwa iy'kolo zishiswa izizalwane zasePakistan ziphethe ney'bhamu bathumba nengane. Abazali bagijima bagcwale ey'kolweni ukusukisela izolo sokuqale ukubhebhethekiswa amanga manje kuphuma indaba ezingelona iqiniso ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bayesabane kube khona inzondo. So ngeke sithi izinga lehlile sisathola nemibiko ekade iphuma ko-Santaco Aromatics Association akade bethi bona cha namhlanje kuzobe kunombhikisho omkhulu kodwa sicabanga ukuthi ngoba benza iphutha lowo myalezo bawukhupha unenamba zabo base bewuhlehlisa ke bathi hayi cha akubona bakhuphe lowo myalezo kodwa ngabantu nje abangahambisani nabo. So ngeke sisho ukuthi into empela kukho lokwehlileyo ngoba nakho nongqongqoshe owamaphoyisa uthe mayehambe ba-hostel ukuthi akhulumisane nabase-hostel abazange bamamukele kahlehle bavele nje bamtshela ukuthi hayi cha awume kancane umnumzana sifuna ukuthi abantu bokuza baphume bonke asisabadingi nje asibadingi asibafuni. And leyo nhlobo yenkulumo siyithola nasekuma-studio la esikhuma khona abantu ngokuza bethi hayi abantu bangaphandle ma sebeqala ukusilwisa nathi sizoqhubeka silwe bacabanga ukuthi bangakanelisa nakuthi basilwise baze basikhuphe. Ngithanda ukuthi ubheke ukuthi lolu daba lwaseMozambique esilutholayo luqinisekile empela ukuthi eMozambique imoto bezivalelwe ukuthi zingangeni kanti njalo ezinye bezishiswa kubuke kumbili kuqhuma endaweni ey'ningi. So esikubonayo ngokuthi alukho nakancane ushintsho oluthile kodwa lento iyaqhubeka njengoba kusho ukuthi nangomsombuluko ingathi iyaqhubeka iya phambili akusikho ngomsombuluko kuphela isaqhubeka nakusasa lokhu sithole futhi njalo ukuthi bathi bona namhlanje ebusuku kule moto amatekisi afuka KZN azo ukwehlele Hilpro bafuna ukuzodubula bonke abantu abuya ngaphandle Hilpro. So akulona iqiniso mpela ukuthi kwehlile nje kuphela lapho bekujwayeleke khona labo bantu kungathi kwehle kancane ngoba bashithile zonke izitolo bathatha yonke izinto eAlexander namhlanje kutholakala imidlimba izidumbu ezimbili ezishisiweyo. So anabantu abalokhu betholakala bebulewe baningi kubone namavidiyo
ngomunye umbuzo kade enza kubuza wona ngesilungu lo ukuthi Mr. Simanda, can you tell us about the figures, the numbers that you are having of people who have lost their lives in this xenophobia?
I need to say that, in all honest, I think that there is a government concerted effort to suppress the numbers, you know, and understate these numbers. Because today, for example, the police are saying that only 7 people have been killed, and they are actually identifying 2 South Africans, and then they are identifying 2 bodies that were identified in Alexander late today, and a Zimbabwean body, and then 3 others that are not known. But we know on Saturday that 4 bodies of migrants, you know, already were identified, in Julius. And yesterday, the day before yesterday, we buried, which I know, 2 Ethiopians, you know, that died as they were trying to flee, you know, from these attacks. So the minimum number that we have now, initially before we had these 2 that has been added, was about 10, but we know that now we are sitting at between 12 and 20 with unconfirmed ones, because we have got a Hilbro issue again where someone was shot on the head. So we are seeing a situation where the government is trying to control the information that is released on the statistics of the people that have been killed or the damages in a bid to try and keep a face and a front in front of the World Economic Forum.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. I think we have a caller who has been holding for some time now. Hello.
Hey, Mkoma Chirandu. Yebo baba.
Tinotenda. Muri divi ripi ku South Africa?
Ndimushairi ndinoshandira Joburg Cape Town, pari zvino ndinotora mudzira kudzika kuenda ku Cape Town.
Okay.
So far takubva kufamba kwandaita muzvara nhasi, handina chandati chandasangana nacho, uye vandiri kukomunikita nawo kumbiri kwandiri kuenda vari kutaura kuti mudzira zvakanaka. Asi dambudziko riripo ndero rivengo, nokuti nezuro manheru kune kambani inonzi Bekazi yakabatwa ine yakazadza vanhu more than 10 mutruck driver. So vanhu vava vari kufungidzirwa kuti vanhu vaienda kunoiswa pane imwe nzvimbo kuti vakonzerese noise. Asi zviri kuitwa nevamwe vachairi vari pamabasa vari masouth african vari kuramba vachitsvakidzira noise kuti irambe ichiitika. Iri nyaya yerubengo chete
kufungidzira pamuri kuita handizi ifungidziro kaiyo, nekuti hapana humbo. Hello. I think we have lost him. We have lost him. Mkoma Chirandu, you are saying that there are allegations that some companies are transporting people or these are South Africans who are causing violence to other areas.
Mm-hmm.
So those allegations are unsubstantiated.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, so are we going to...
Hello, and this is what Tichine. Mr. Ngabuto Mabena, we welcome you, Mr. Ngabuto Mabena, from Zimbabwe, living in South Africa. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Greetings to the listeners as well.
So thank you so much for joining us. What can you tell us about the violence in South Africa?
Well, as we know that this violence started in Pretoria last week, it has been spreading to Johannesburg. There's been a lot of looting around the Jeepstown. This afternoon, we're told that people were looting around the Midrand area. You have people that are targeting foreign-owned shops, are forcing themselves into these shops, looting a number of shops in the CBD, that is Central Johannesburg. were closed today and yesterday. This is an act of criminality in our view, because even if the South Africans were raising genuine concerns, but this has been overshadowed by the criminality that accompanies this unsanctioned demonstration, so to say. So we condemn this act of criminality and want to point out that it's not only migrant shops or properties that have been destroyed. South African properties are also being destroyed. The burning of vehicles that belong to South Africans. So we condemn this act of criminality.
We have seen in other countries like Zambia and Nigeria, or we've had reports of retaliation in those countries. What do you say as an organization?
Well, it's an issue because the feeling out then is that the South African government is not doing enough, and people are saying this criminal act is targeted at foreign nationals, people that are outside in Zambia, Nigeria, elsewhere. They then say we would also retaliate teach South Africans a lesson. We do not support this view ourselves. What we are saying is that the South African police, they did not act in time. These messages and the voice messages in particular and the videos, they've been circulating on social media where people were warned that this is going to happen. The authorities did not take this seriously. The police and the intelligence department should have investigated and arrested the people that were organizing this shutdown. It is not a registered organization that organized this. So when you now have the president of Rwanda, the president of DRC and the Malawi boycotting the World Economic Forum, it sends a message that diplomatically there is now an intent of trying to isolate South Africa, and we are calling on African unity to say, firstly, no one should be looting any shops in South Africa, and secondly, the focus should not be looting shops in Nigeria or in Zambia, but our focus should be on rebuilding our economies in our respective countries.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mabena. Chris.
Yes, Mr. Svanda, coming back to you, what do you think about the reasons that the South Africans are giving that there is too much crime committed by foreigners, and also that the foreigners are using the little social welfare that they have?
Well, that is not, I think it's not a genuine and legitimate excuse. Migrants do commit crime because they are human beings. You know, crime is committed by human beings and not by migrants. So equally, as much as South Africans commit crime, migrants commit crime, and those that commit crime must be dealt with in terms of the law. And there is no excuse whatsoever that is justifiable, you know, for South Africans to go about attacking or committing crime because someone else has committed crime. And the issue of social welfare, that people are actually taking, you know, their social welfare, social services, or over and above that, that they are taking their jobs and overburdening, you know, the service delivery system, are all political statements and cuffs that have been made by political leaders who, in my view, I think are politically bankrupt and failing to deliver to their people. This is my biggest concern, especially as we talk, I mean, from the point of view of the African diaspora. Our biggest problem is that a lot of our leaders in Africa do not have anything to offer, you know, Africa. That is why Africa is where it is. And in order for them to try and justify their failures, they need to pinpoint and shift blame and put it somewhere else. We have seen this since last year towards elections when these political leaders were politicking. We even had the DA, for example, mayor in Johannesburg, saying that the raids in Alexander, I mean the raids Amakondo and Mbera in Alexander were caused by migrants. And, you know, the city was failing to remove refuse because of migrants and blaming that on migrants. So these kind of things and statements are very sad. We have had people claiming that hospitals in South Africa have got 80% people that are migrants. Now, what that tells you for starters, that it's either South Africa now has got 80% migrants, or number two, it suggests that the total population of South Africa, of the 57 million South Africans, 80% of them attend private hospitals rather than public hospitals, which are all very untrue and falsified claims. And these claims are coming from political leaders that are trying to influence people to fight, you know, migrant communities. So those are very unfortunate circumstances that we feel that, you know, the government needs to really stand up and honor these failures rather than try and, you know, shift the blame and pass it on to migrants. Because all these statements, you know, cannot be substantiated. The contribution that is made, you know, by migrants, there is a document which is a study that was carried out by IMO and the Organization for Economic Development, OECD, in 2014 to 2018, which showed that, for example, the contribution in terms of tax alone from the migrant communities are about 17%, while it's from South Africans is actually minus 8%. And if you read the whole document, it's found on their website. It was published on the 26th, I think, of July. It will actually give you, because the study was focused mainly on South Africa, it will tell you the level. It will clearly give statistically and empirically, you know, that the contribution of migrants in South Africa is so huge. We have got Dr. Tanya, who is a fellow, you know, a professor at Wits University, who has done a study on the economy of Johannesburg, which is basically on the shoulders of the migrants. And he says the Johannesburg economy, which is based on these shops that are run by migrants, is sitting at 10 billion. I think it's about 10 times more than that of Sandton, which is the reason why, you know, there is a belief that, you know, some of these attacks that are done by government, even the raids on migrants, are actually sponsored, you know, probably by the government, which was sponsored by this white monopoly capital, which sponsored, you know, the campaigns of the president. Now it is now saying it's payback time. Get rid of these small traders who are now have eroded our profits, because people are no longer coming to Sandton and Rosebank, but they've actually gone back to Johannesburg. So there's quite a few dynamics, you know, that we're looking at. And when you look at them, they appear to be quite, holding some water. And I think that also, maybe let me respond to the issue of people being transported that was said by, you know, one of the speakers earlier, that those claims are not unsubstantiated. We have actually claims, even in Johannesburg, that the people that were breaking shops are being transported by, they're being carried by two or three, you know, combis, you know, to an area where they are going to operate. Like I said earlier on, that even today, we have actually had the assertion that there is a contingency of combis that is driving, you know, from KZN. What we have noticed is that in these attempts,
Mrs. Panda, thank you so much. Unfortunately, time has run out. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much for inviting us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, Ndiyano Arparunare.
Nkoma Hasla.
Nkoma Hasla, Makadi.
Ribed Makadi.
Tu zewe zamuru kuona kwa muri.
Okay, kuno ku the benchings kwa ma stations kuno ku Botswana.
Muru Botswana.
Yes. And the general sentiment is, you know, why are these people not fixing their own countries?
The foreigners.
You know, and not the police, but, you know, the general populace like us, Rimunomu, and South Africa, say this Ruga Zisanika Zedu. You know, and, you know, problem, Iripo, my South Africans, they are victims. My Zimbabweans, Tribu South Africa, Botswana, we are also victims. The actual problem is what we are not addressing.
The politicians
are the problem.
The politicians?
You know? Yes, because they are the ones who have run down good economies. Yes, in Zimbabwe at independence, we had a vibrant economy. The South African economy is also shrinking. And if you look at the general population in South Africa,
just five seconds, is violence the solution to these problems we are mentioning?
No. You see now, pano zudamuna ni msoro waka tamba nuka anozoona
nguwa ndoza nguwa ndoza jigana mkoma. Thank you so much mkoma Hasla. Christmas time ya vayapira.
Yes, thank you so much Mr. Hasla, and we also like to thank Mr. Vustu Moses Manda of the Africa Diaspora Forum. We also heard from Ngavuto Mabena of Zimbabweans living in South Africa, and of course we had Mr. Azaria Duven Luna of the Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization. From me, Chris Gande, good night, Zimbabwe.
And ini Jonga Kandemiri, as always, I thank listeners who managed to call in and all those who are following our program.